So you live here just opposite Davidson Field. Tell us a little bit about your home and what's gone on there.
Right, about 9:30 last night we started getting water in the door and we had to evacuate. It came up really, really quickly. We've just got back in the house about an hour ago and the water's been up about 3 feet inside. It's just devastated. There's furniture everywhere. There's a tide mark in the house, you know.
Obviously it's difficult to talk about, but how do you feel going in and seeing that?
It's surreal. It just hasn't sunk in yet, you know. You look at it and you think it's only furniture, you know, it can be repaired. But it's just the emotional thing of it, you know.
And I've spoken to a few people who said this is quite a tight community down here.
It is. It's very, and you know, we looked after each other yesterday. We're all helping, putting sandbags, looking after each other's property. The guy number one's a builder. He put the pump across here about 5 days ago. So you know, that's been protecting our property as well. But unfortunately, there's about 5 families in the street on holiday at the moment, you know, overseas, and this is what we're going to come back to.
And how quickly did the water all start to come?
Oh, it was really quick. I went out last night to have a look, and in the car park there, you could see it start to come out the car park. And I looked at the drain in front of our garage, and it was about 4 inches from the drain. And I looked out 2 minutes later, and the drain was full. So it was coming up really, really quick. And as soon as it came over the banking across the road there at the field, the street flooded in no time.
And obviously the water level has reduced a little bit now. What do you do today and the next few days?
Well, I've just spoken to insurance people. They're arranging accommodation for us at a local hotel, and then they're going to look longer term. They'll rent a house for us while they come in and do the house repairs. But it's going to be long term. It's going to be months to get it back in order.
And how much have you lost? Have you lost possessions, personal possessions?
Everything downstairs, I mean, only clothes and things like that. Anything important, you know, that we had, all the documentation. I had a hard drive with all our photographs on it. We managed to get them upstairs. So really, it's only things that can be replaced that's in there now.